Yo,
what's up, man?
What's going on? Hold up. What's going on? I got a
hella long time.
Yeah, man. It's been a minute. We're watching the fights right now.
More than busy.
Yeah, it's been like an hour. It's been a while, man. We just gotta get our. This is gonna be our official return, so it might not sound like we got everything under control, but it's a chill time. We're just trying to work out the kinks. Yeah. How's it going, dude?
I'm doing okay, man. Good as I can be, considering everything that's been going on and all that junk. So, but I've been good. Can't complain.
Good, man. Yeah, no, we can't complain, man. It's been a rough year. And it's been a rough year for a lot of people, and some more than others. And I think it's just, we're starting off the show. We don't want to, get everybody all on the phone, but I think we're all, we're getting out of it. The light is at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. I was thankful to have a job during like CERB and all that during the lockdown and whatnot. So definitely thankful for that. Although like busy in the hospital, it doesn't seem like there's an end either. We even had someone with a variant strain get admitted.
Yeah, for those of you guys who don't know, Dooms, I mean, I'm not gonna, I got a regular day job, but Dooms is he works in the healthcare industry, and he's really putting himself out there. He's been trying to help people. He's trying to, make sure that everyone stays safe. So shout out to all the we're bringing our shout outs back first thing. We're not even 2 minutes in, but Dooms is in the healthcare industry, and healthcare is the most important thing right now, more than anything else. And I just want to thank you on behalf of myself and everybody else, I'm sure. And there's so many other brave people working with you, and I'm glad that you guys are, you got the vaccines, and I know a lot of other people. I remember the last time, the last episode we did. Remember the last episode we did was with one of our friends, Sid, who actually spent like 40 hours on a plane trying to escape the quarantine. Remember?
Trying
to come back home. He was trying to get, because he was south of the border and he was trying to get back home. When he's been back home, for a while, in the land of the Maple Leaf, but he was in a bad situation, not with COVID, but he just, nobody wanted to be stuck down there, we got like so little listeners right now. Shout out to all of you guys who are listening, our friends, family, but there's like. Everything's good?
Yeah. I'm just sitting here in front of the TV, so everybody's sitting here too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to your family. But what was I gonna say? I gotta mute this thing because it's distracting me. Vicente Luque is doing the interview right now, and we just saw a knockout. We're watching the UFC while we're doing this, while we're recording, but. Before anything else, let's just do an introduction. We are the homeboys. My name is Shu, and we got man Dooms right here. And started off with this podcast idea, and we were off on a good roll. We were doing stuff once a week, and then both of us are super busy with our day jobs, and as we just mentioned, Dooms is in healthcare, and I work in a different line of work that keeps me very busy, but we're just sometimes life catches up to you, but now we're kind of making a rededicated effort to kind of do what we enjoy and to kind of bring some good content to you guys. And hopefully you guys will enjoy, hanging out with us like we do. We're not really hanging out in person that much anymore, but doing this virtually is kind of like bringing you guys into our basement, bringing you guys into our space. Is that, that's kind of idea we're going for, right, Dooms?
Yeah, man. Very well said. I can't add anything to that. It's definitely the feel we're trying to go for. Just that when we used to hang out and watch the fights, I'm just going back to the last time I hung out at your house and I passed out on the sofa. I don't know what we were doing. We just came to like eat or something. I just came to eat, and then
this hard working man. I'll tell. I remember because you were like, you know, again, if you guys don't know about healthcare professionals, they work like we're talking 12-hour shifts. Some of these people are in the, they're in the hospital, so like over 20. Who is this geek I'm watching on this thing right now? Are you looking at the screen right now?
No, I am, but I just see Miocic punching some.
Oh magic. Man, it's all random. Okay. I'm like 10 seconds behind. There's some goof out there. But probably like some famous YouTuber who's like, you know, paid to get on the screen. But anyways.
Jake Paul, motherfucker.
Oh man. You know what? I'm happy to be able to swear freely. But we're gonna try to keep it relatively clean because we don't wanna be No, I'll do it. But I'm just saying, like, I don't wanna be doing it gratuitously, you know, like fucking it's not like we're doing it for violent. It's like, you know, when you watch a movie and they got exploding heads and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to be gratuitous violence. We're just doing it, swearing like it's normal. Oh, shit. Are you seeing the commercial right now?
Godzilla?
Yeah. Godzilla versus Kong.
Damn.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay. Let's just see. This is, we're freewheeling here. But
yeah, wheeling and dealing right now.
Let's see which one would you pick in a fight? Between these two,
I have to pick Godzilla. The dude has like lightning breath, or whatever the hell it is.
So like, his strength has power.
King Kong is just a gorilla. How the hell is that? He gonna even like fight Godzilla?
Yo, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm putting my MMA analyst hat on, and I'm saying they always say strength of schedule, right? They always say strength of schedule. Like who's Kong's fought Kangs? He hasn't fought nobody. He fought like tanks and shit. Like he fought humans. He ain't fought nobody good.
No. But he just Godzilla, fucking pygmy people on the island. That's all he did.
Your motherfucker, he's fighting 100 pygmies. it's like you're saying like fucking Conor McGregor fought like 10 ants.
Yeah, it would be like, what is it, that one horse-sized animal or like one horse-sized duck or like 10... duck-sized horses or something, whatever the hell they have.
Yeah. No. He's the apex predator. He's like nobody's fucking with him. Godzilla started. He got Mothra. He got what's that? Ghidorah, the three-headed guy.
Yeah.
King Ghidorah. They got all those guys. So he was Godzilla's got strength of schedule. He fucking tested.
Yeah, man. God, who's the king of monsters? Is it Godzilla or is it King Kong?
It's Godzilla.
Yeah.
No, it has to be because Kong's untested.
Yeah.
Kong's untested. It's like yeah. Kong's untested. You can't just have any random. It's like CM Punk fucking running in there. Right. It's like motherfucking. It's like CM Punk and CM Punk fought Mickey Gall and he got his ass rocked. It's like CM Punk showing up and fighting like Dustin Poirier.
Oh, that's true. Like yeah, number one dude. He's running like, fighting for the strap.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, Godzilla's the king. So, yeah, and he has that atomic breath. So, I don't know what the fuck King Kong's gonna do. But, you know what? I think it's gonna be a fun movie. I think we're all fucking hating on Kong. But you know, I mean, obviously, Kong's a big guy. He's gonna make shit happen.
Yeah.
But right now, we're watching, for those of you guys who are just joining us right now, I mean, this is obviously going to be posted, but, you know, if you miss the fights, we're just kind of watching the fights, we're hanging out, maybe this will become a live stream thing down the line or whatever, but we're just watching Stipe versus Ngannou, I just want to start off by saying, we just want to make sure that, you know, we enjoy a lot of things in our spare time and we kind of watch shows. And I think what we can do is this was an idea. And then we ended up like going off about like talking about how fucking, you know, if different episodes had different themes. And remember when we started, we were like, all right, we're just going to talk about shit that we've been watching. And then we're just going to try to get. But I think we could go back to that. And then we can just kind of go off the rails. Like we could talk about a show and then we can talk about it and then we can just go off on those shows, right?
Sure.
So what is a show that you've been watching lately on streaming, whether that be Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, Crave, or, you know, Crave is what we have in Canada, or like Hulu, whatever. What is a show? Dang, did you just see that?
Yeah.
That Overeem uppercut. What, that was just, I mean, he took his head off, but you know, Ngannou took his head off right there.
Yeah, that's like a forever highlight reel. Doesn't matter how long it's going to be, but
that yeah, that one right around. There. We're going to get there. We're going to get there with our top highlights. But because we got to do it today, because this is a grand return. All right? There's a grand return to the homeboys' return. But what is a show that you've been watching, dude?
There's a few that I've been watching. So yeah. one is like that Formula One show on Netflix.
Oh, shit. I heard it's good, but tell me about it.
It is. So... Well, basically, it's about all of the Formula One teams, and it's kind of the behind-the-scenes look, kind of the drama that goes on with all the racers, because, like, in reality, there's only 20 racers allowed in that Formula One kind of ranking of racing, and so it's people trying to keep their spot on the teams or trying to get to a better team, so...
Wait, hold on. Let me. I'm confused because you're gonna have to dumb it down for me because I don't know shit about Formula One and racing and all of that. So,
there are teams, and then each teams are owned by, like, Mercedes is like the top one. There's
McLaren has another team, right?
McLaren does have F1 team. Yeah. Then there's Ferrari. They have their F1 team, and in those teams, they're allowed two cars. And those two cars have two drivers. So in that top Formula One league, there's a max 10 teams. And so there's only at that top level are 20 drivers. And so it gets like super competitive, and you have to be performing, or else there's someone else waiting to get into your spot. So.
Dang.
There's that kind of stuff, and then there's behind the scenes stuff when a team hasn't been doing well, like what the owners does, and then one part was kind of about that Indian guy who owned one of the racing teams, and then he ended up getting indicted for like fraud and whatnot. So there's a lot of interesting kind of storylines that go into the Formula One racing. So. It's pretty exciting, and then it's cool watching the races kind of like in a very succinct kind of scenes that they show. So it's good.
Okay, so hold up. That sounds super exciting. I've been thinking about getting into not actual racing, but you know, I'll probably run into a fucking, you know, you know my driving fucking history, but I've been thinking about
wearing glasses.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, fuck, man, I thought that was interesting. I fucking pulled right into it. Fuck, I don't fuck. You were there that day when I was driving. Yeah. I shouldn't be driving without my glasses that night, but you know, shit happens sometimes. So Lewis Hamilton, is he still a dude?
Yeah, he's the dude to beat on that show. But I think in the first two seasons, Mercedes doesn't. Like, they don't want to be filmed or anything, so they're out of it. And I think in season three, they finally get shown. And then Lewis Hamilton gives, like, some interviews. So you kind of, like, hear him and hear his point of view on things and stuff like that. But you see how crazy of a competitor he is and how he will kind of do pretty much push the boundaries of the rules in order to kind of win the races. So he's definitely a strong competitor that way. It's interesting to see that kind of stuff.
So this guy, that's the only name that I really know. I knew, like, there's this guy, Michael Schumacher, who was famous.
Yeah, F1 yeah.
Guy.
But he's old school. Oh, yeah, he's old school. He's done. He's retired now, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But these are the names that I know. So, okay, so F1, how long are these races?
That I don't know. What are they like? They're like, what are they, like 20, 30 laps? So it's quite a bit, so...
And how long are the laps? Are they like, are they just like an oval track, or are they like?
No. They're all, each area they race on it's like different style of track, so it's varies, right?
So it's not like Le Mans or like NASCAR where it's like 500 races, or like 24 hours.
No. No,
but like that. There's so many different types of races, right? So I mean, yeah. I guess, and these guys are in tip-top shape. Like, they got to work out, they got to eat right.
yeah, they got to stay a certain weight. They got to be strong enough to like handle the G's that they do when they're in their turns and whatnot and the acceleration. Right. So a lot of kind of abuse to the body as well. But I guess
you
I
wouldn't
guess
even
you
think
played
about
Mario. It. You played Mario Kart though, right?
It's like yeah, yeah. I'm pretty good at Mario Kart. Just saying.
But through their season, they gain points for each where they are in the rankings. So, and at the end of the season, they crown a team as champion. And then based on individual racers, too, they'll give the individual racers medals depending on where their standings are within, like, how good they are as an individual driver. So, it's good.
And these guys get paid a lot.
Yeah, they got big time sponsors. It's a rich man sport, right? So they're gonna have
it is. It's the top guys.
Yeah, yeah. These guys need like billionaires to run their teams, right?
Right.
What they like? How many millions of dollars go into like that one car? All that technology and whatnot.
Damn, that's something, man. That's something. So that's a pinnacle. That's very interesting. I'm glad you started with that show because I keep seeing it pop up on Netflix and people have been saying good things about it. And there's three seasons and it's, you know what? We're at that point right now. That's what people are saying. Peak TV, right? Like literally there's so much shit to watch. Like if you have a regular day job, like that's what people do. You work, you come home, you put Netflix on, you pass out, on to the next one.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. Netflix has been, they've been doing pretty good in terms of like the depth of what they're putting out, but I just feel like with Corona they could have done a lot more, but I guess there's a problems with filming new stuff too, so
yeah that's true. Damn, Stipe got them veins. We're just watching for those guys. You know, I know you guys want our this isn't a live stream, but I just gotta, you know, from time to time we'll pop in on UFC. It's about to kick off right now. Stipe Miocic against Francis Ngannou.
Yeah
You're looking at it right now?
Yeah, man. Ngannou looks... He has more of a weight advantage this fight than the last.
No, because Stipe came in 30 pounds on the weight.
Yeah, that weight came in handy, like being lighter against Cormier. I don't know how that will do for him in this fight, because he might get bullied, right?
We'll see. Damn, shit, man. I gotta reload this thing. My Wi-Fi, man, is fucking up right at this time. But anyways, what's the next show that you've been watching?
I just started it, but it's called The Stand.
I just told you that. That's why I delayed. Don't tell me anything. Don't spoil it. But I was just watching the first episode. It's based on the Stephen King book.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's about just tell our audience about this show, because I'm familiar with the book. It's like 1,000 pages. I never actually got around to reading it, but it's a scary ass book, man. It's about a motherfucking pandemic.
It's kind of like a zombie apocalypse kind of deal, or like people just end up dying, and then there's some sort of like sinister shit behind it where it's kind of like heaven versus hell.
Yeah See, that's the idea that I got. There's like there's the ultimate good versus the ultimate evil.
Yeah, and then there's agents on earth where they're trying to do God's will, and then there's people on the other side too. So that's where you don't know who's friend or foe in a way, or who can flip, I guess. But I haven't gotten that far in it either, so not quite sure what happens.
Yo, I'm gonna say I watched that first episode. I have a feeling one of those guys won't be evil. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. You never know.
No. The peeper. Tell me the peeper turns evil.
What? I'm not gonna ruin anything.
I always say don't tell me shit. I'm like, yo, you fucking tell me. But anyway. Anyways, I'm gonna go on actually after we record this. I'm gonna watch some more, but that's great. Any other ones? If you have a trifecta, anything else you watching? Or that you finished, like even like a movie.
I guess like The Winter Soldier and.
That's good. Other one, yeah. Our main man, the Pride of Canada. George St. Pierre is in it as Bartok.
Yeah, yeah, he is. He's in the first episode. Pretty good. Pretty good cameo. He does like some, looks pretty cool doing what he did.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. It was super cool. And then he puts that swim suit on.
Yeah, the flying suit.
Yeah, yeah, man. I was telling one of our good friends, Ben, I'm like, listen, I ain't doing none of that shit. I'm not doing any skydiving. But when I'm an old man, when we're all like, because our birthdays are only like a week apart, when I'm like 80 years old, like, I'm going to fuck signing those waivers. I'm going to be like, yo, sneak me on one of them planes so I could just jump out. I'm doing all of that scary shit when I'm an old man.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's a time to, when you're like on the edge of life.
Yeah, when I'm old, well, do something. That's the only time I'm doing it now. Yeah. Like, I can't believe all these young guys doing this kind of stuff. Like, you know, Daredevil's fuck, man. I want to live a whole life. And when I'm an old man, that's when I'm jumping out of planes.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh shit,
man.
Shit. Hold on. We gotta. You're getting some live commentary right here. Oh shit.
Yeah. Oh,
looking good.
Kind of feeling each other out right now.
Yeah, yeah, always. For those of you guys who are familiar with MMA, mixed martial arts, in the beginning is always kind of fighters always, because it's dangerous, right? You don't want to put your hand, you want a testy, you know, it's like you don't want to get knocked out.
Nakano's got a huge booty, man. It like goes up, it like comes out of his pants.
Yeah.
You see
that? He's just a beast of a man.
He's, yeah, like, man. he's just physically gifted,
tactical right now.
Dude, man, even on roids, I can't look like that.
This guy's something else, but he's just got an abnormal amount of muscle. Oh, yeah. Oh, he did spin around.
Uh-oh. A little backhand.
Yeah, yeah, no. I'm trying to figure out what Stipe's tattoos is.
Looks like Nagano is going for like a longer game. He wants to last the 5 pounds.
He whipped on it. He whipped.
I wonder how he hit him. Stipe looks pretty well composed.
He got his hair mostly, so good.
Stipe needs to do a takedown. He needs to do something here.
You're getting better commentary than Joe Rogan here, guys. Just saying. Oh shit!
Just getting more and more confident and throwing. There you go.
There you go.
Here's the takedown.
Okay, Ngannou, do your thing. Oh, he sprawled. Good sprawl. Wake his feet.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, very well done. Yeah. Nice.
Ngannou.
Oh
man, if we see
something in a Brock Lesnar's ass now.
Some punishment right now. Oh lord.
Oh,
those are some bombs. Ngannou straight assaulting him. Oh. this some fun, man. Oh, God. Now he's gassed. Now, Stipe, you got you.
Yeah, still, that adrenaline rush.
Still, Borbe, he gassed himself out. Now you're safe.
Stipe needs some time to breathe. He needs to use his footwork.
Chill for a bit right now.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Look at that. Oh, whoa! Oh, shit. I heard that from Rogan. Man, that he used that lead leg kick, eh?
Yeah.
Oh man, Stipe's hair. That's his distraction right there.
What's wrong with Nagano? He's looking kind of uncomfortable.
Bro, he's gassed. He's gassed, bro. He tried to.
Shut
he's
up.
Gassed. Look, that I'm guaranteed. No. That's why I'm like, yo, you gotta chill. Stipe's gotta chill, right? And Nagano's gassed. Look at him. Look at how he's breathing.
Yeah, Stipe needs to throw in some light kicks right here. Just like get him off balance.
Oh, man. But Stipe is recovering because he just got bombed on the head.
Like, yeah, he's chilling. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Here's the game plan for Stipe. He's got to stay away from him. And before the end of this round, he got a minute and a half left. He's got to go for a takedown and then cinch the deal. He's waiting for one more takedown.
I don't think Stipe is going to worry about losing the first round.
He just got bombed on right now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's going to risk it too much. He's just going to bide his time, I think.
Oh, watch him die.
Because Nagano, I don't even think has been in the third round.
That's true. Maybe he shouldn't go for a takedown. Maybe he
should. Yeah, the championship rounds are Stipe. Where Stipe
that's smart. That's smart. Oh, okay.
There you go. I see why he doesn't want to kick him.
Yo.
He has a reach advantage too.
And Ngannou's calves are like the size of me. His quads are like the size of my whole person. Nah, these guys are big boys, man.
As strong as that guy is, a gorilla would
still... Oh yeah, I mean, a chimpanzee could probably fuck any of these guys.
Yeah.
You hear that story about that girl that put her hand in a chimpanzee cage?
This little girl
put her hand in a chimpanzee cage.
What, did it like tear
up? Yeah, straight up. She looked like a Lego figure after. Oh. Yeah, it came straight off the socket, man.
No joke.
She looked like goddamn man.
That's insane. That's scary.
I didn't see the footage, but you know, that's what they reported. Oh shit. All right. First round's over. Alright, so.
Yeah.
Alright. So we started talking about the show. Okay. During the break, we started talking about the shows. I'll tell you something right now. A show that I watched on Netflix, you know, I'm a big basketball guy. Basketball is, you know, most of my life, you know, has been around basketball.
Yeah. You're a big Kobe fan, big Jordan
fan.
Yeah,
huge. And you know, not a LeBron fan. But last chance you. And then it's about a documentary series about these kids who go to junior college, because a lot of the times they're kids that, like, junior college is like going into community college, but playing at community college for a chance to go to a Division I college. Sometimes the kids don't have good academics to get that, you know, not even, because even then you can't get a full ride scholarship if you don't have decent academics. Right, like if you're good enough, you know, athlete, they're still gonna require a minimum amount of like GPA or whatever for you to get into a school, right? So this is a story about these guys going to junior college, East LA college, and then they play basketball there. Hold up, we're gonna hold that commentary because round two's happening.
Yeah, Stipe's left eye definitely bruised up.
And God looks like, man, he's just gonna get tired of hopping around like that.
Yeah, a lot of feints.
Oh, damn. This
Stipe is just waiting for him to. There you go, he's kind of moving.
No, he wants that counter. Oh, 10-9 and Ngannou. A lot of people are saying, you get the tweet, you see them.
Yeah, I definitely think he won the first round. Ngannou's definitely, he's fighting smarter in this fight.
Yeah, he's not. Okay. Right there. That was a bomb. Okay. Oh my God.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. You almost snapped it, man. Oh my god.
Holy shit.
That's so scary power. Oh my god. Oh my god, man.
Wow.
I watched it with no sound and I was fucking stunned. That's some shit that if your family watching that shit, that's some like, you think this motherfucker's dead.
Yeah.
So he put him out, man. That was oh my god. That was a massive knockout. He crumpled him. Oh my god. He's trying to bang with him too. He got right up. He tried to fucking swing and bang with him. He tried to bang with him.
Yeah.
That was your fuck.
He hit him with the good one.
Oh my god. He probably fucking broke his goddamn ankle. Oh man, we gotta see that shot, the second shot when he fucking went down on it. Look at his ankle when he goes down. Look at his ankle.
That was a lead left too that he hit him with.
Look at his ankle.
I know. He pulled a crow cop right there.
Oh my god. Folded him like a goddamn chair. Look at him. You know what, that second shot was kind of unnecessary, I'm not gonna lie,
but you don't want the guy to
that's true, you don't want him to bat, you know, we've seen that before.
You want him to pull an Undertaker, man, and
Herb Dean swooping in, putting his life on the line.
Yeah,
imagine if Ngannou could have clocked Herb on the back of his head. Oh my god, Daniel Cormier's up. Yeah. Oh my god, this guy is a monster. This guy is an absolute monster. Who's going to beat him now?
Yeah.
Heavyweight is cleaned out. Who is going to beat this
guy? Think so? Jones is up next, I think, against this guy.
Okay. Jones almost lost to Thiago Santos. Jones almost lost to Thiago Santos on a bum ACL.
Yeah.
You're telling me, I mean, I know Jones beefed up. Ngannou touches him, he's going to get KO'd.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
I'm going to call it right now. You know me and my hot takes. Just like I thought Thomas Almeida was going to win today. I knew that was a long shot, though, because I hate, you know, I'm an emotional guy. So I shouldn't be, you know, thank goodness I'm not a complete degenerate gambler where I throw tons and tons of money out there. But I go for my emotions because I don't like, and you know what? Dustin Poirier served me really well because you know, I love my. I always sing Dustin's praises. And I was like, yo, Dustin's going to beat the shit out of McGregor and everybody on Conor McGregor. All right. The second fight. First fight, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Right? I was like, seriously, who the, like, but, oh, fuck, man. But, and you know, did you watch any of the embedded episodes with Ngannou? So this guy goes and gets a pedicure regularly. Like this man, one of the scariest motherfuckers on the planet. This guy goes and he goes and gets a pedicure, like on the regular, because he's got to keep his skin all night. He says it's so he don't slip on the octagon, but really he just wants to get a pedicure. Nothing wrong with that. But and then he plays with little. He said he loves kids, and this is just like. When you look at this guy, that's what I love about guys like this who are like, listen, he's unapologetic. He doesn't have to fucking go out there and act like a dick and act like a douchebag. He's getting pedicures. He's motherfucking saying he loves kids in a nice, friendly way, not in a fucking creepy way. And he's knocking people out. Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's a scary dude, but
also yeah, he's a nice dude, man. I think he's a nice guy. You know what? I don't know if you saw the last fight when Luke fucking Darius choked Woodley just now. I know you were setting him anchor, but literally right after he tapped him out, he fucking went and he was like, they had to get Luke away from Woodley because he was like really concerned with him. Over Woodley. He was like, yo, man, are you okay, man? I hope I didn't hurt you too bad. Like, there's a, like, yeah. that's the GSP spirit. You don't want a dick. I hate it when people act like dicks. That's why I'm not a fan of Sean O'Malley. Yeah, you know what? Like, seriously, man. Like, you know, you knock the guy out. Like, seriously, man. Like, you can celebrate and shit, but don't be a dick about it.
But, like, so considering about what happened in this fight, what do you think Stipe can do for next time? You know what I mean? Like,
do you feel
I guess he was 10 pounds
lighter. You know what? I think thing is, they're saying because he was lighter, obviously, against Cormier as well, right? Like, I mean, his tactic was, like, he's lighter. He can last until a later round. But it's just the thing about that's why guys like, you know, Tyson historically, guys like Ngannou, I mean... It's a gift. It's a real gift. Like, if you're a basketball player and you've got athleticism, you got air time, you got hang time, that's a gift, right? So if you're a fighter, if you got power, that's a gift because everything else will catch up. Like, Ngannou's only going to get better. This is not the beginning, but he can learn to get better. He can build his cardio. Someone like Stipe is the superior fighter, I think, in terms of experience, in terms of credentials, in terms of what he is able to do. But the power is a great equalizer because if he catches you, like Ngannou is, most commentators and most people, MMA analysts, agree that Ngannou is probably one of the hardest, if not the hardest puncher the UFC has ever seen.
But for Ngannou, do you think he'll kind of come down a bit in weight and just like sacrifice a bit of that power to have
more cardio? I don't know. Like I don't know. It's worked for him so far. You know, like I mean, he's been knocking out guys left, right, and center. Yes, he's had some losses. I think if the skill catches up, You know, he had that great sprawl, and Stipe is no slouch. He's a great wrestler.
Yeah, but you saw how
tired he was. He was so. I mean, but he also tried to finish Stipe in that first round. Did not gas him out. Yeah, and I think what we saw from Nagano, the knockout wasn't piling it on Stipe. He was very calculated. He hit him with one good shot and he picked his shots.
That way he didn't just go for the, he wasn't headhunting as much. Although he was going for the knockout, seems like he was setting things up than just going balls deep and like
no I like that's some funny commentating. because you know that left hand that really finished him, that really fucked Stipe up, that left hand that almost looked like there wasn't a lot of power behind it. It looked like it though, right? Because it was a very measured shot. It wasn't like he was throwing it, it wasn't like a haymaker. Yeah, and it was just pop, you know, and then, you know, the amount of power that this guy possesses is unworldly. This guy's got some serious powers, like dynamite in his hand, you know? And there's certain guys that when you see certain guys, crack guys with it, like, you see, like, you know, like somebody like Kobe Garbrandt, you know? Like, he's a smaller dude, right? Like, I'm not a huge guy. Kobe Garbrandt's about my same size, like, Kobe Garbrandt's got power. He's got dynamite in his hand.
You know? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's got, and when he cracks people, like, remember when I showed you last week that Dan Ige? Remember that dude? The Hawaii guy, the one shot? Yeah. Like, those are cannons, man. Like, there are certain guys that when you get hit by those shots, you just know. And you know what? Like, I love George Masvidal. I love like the Nate Diaz's. I know George had that flying knee, but they don't. There's a difference between guys like that. They're scrappers, but they don't have those cannons. And again, guys like Mark Hunt, guys like Ngannou, guys like Derek Lewis, and like the smaller guys like Garbrandt, you know, Conor McGregor, right? And they're just, when you get hit by those shots, it's like getting hit by a baseball bat, man, you know. But that's some of the most satisfying things you see in MMA.
It is.
You want to, you're watching it, you hear that crack, you just hear it, especially now with the empty arenas, right? You just hear that crack when they crack them with that shot, and on the sweet spot, it's like, man, the lights get turned on. But speaking of, remember, did you see the highlights of that Frankie Edgar went and fought Corey Sandhagen like 2 weeks ago? Very sad.
Yeah.
But did you hear the story about after what happened? So no, Frankie, they did an interview with him. The Brent Okamoto, that guy who does ESPN MMA, he's a really good journalist, by the way. But he interviewed Frankie Edgar, and they say after the fight, Frankie got hit by that jumping knee. And they put him on the table, and then Frankie Edgar came too. He woke up, right? And then they were asking him, they go, and then his coach, Mark Henry, okay, shout out to Mark Henry, shout out to coach. This guy I wish him Merry Christmas every year on Twitter, by the way. And then he always says, what's up back? Yeah, he's always like, Merry Christmas, bro. But shout out to Coach Mark Henry. So, and Frankie Edgar actually wished me Merry Christmas 1 year, too. I'm just saying. but anyway, one of my favorite fighters of all time. And then Frankie woke up, and they said, Mark Henry asked him, like, do you know where you're at? And then he goes, he looks around, and he sees that he's in his gear, and he's all ready to go. He's like, I need to fight. He was like, he was going into the fight with Corey Sandhagen.
Yeah.
But then they asked him, they said, do you know who you're fighting? And he says, no.
Yeah.
He didn't even know who he was supposed to fight. He didn't know it was Corey Sandhagen. He didn't know the name. He just looked around the room, and then he just saw his team around him, and he was like, yo, I gotta go fight. But he didn't know why he was there, who he was there to fight. He didn't know any of that shit. And then like 20 minutes later or some shit or something like that, don't quote me, you know, Frank, you know, go watch that interview if you ever have a chance, if you guys listen, but he said he came too and it slowly started coming back like in pieces. But man, like when you get knocked out, man, like that memory ceases to exist, right? There's that gap in your brain.
Because you like it doesn't imprint on your mind at that point, right? Because your brain shuts
that's
off.
That's the scary part, man. That's the scary part. Now, the fight's over. Fight night. It's probably gonna be one of the most memorable knockouts in of 2021, I think, because I was losing my shit a little bit there.
Yeah, it was kind of like Pat Barry and Chekhov kind of styles. A little bit of back and
forth. Lord, that was mental. Pat Barry, Chekhov. Chet Congo had a lot of muscle, that guy.
Yeah,
that's next level. But what were we gonna say? We're talking about Formula One. We're talking about we talked about Last Chance U. What is something? I want to say that's the kind of show we're watching right now. Is there anything that you're? Huh?
But before we start, let's just take a break. I'm just gonna go home. I'm at my. Oh, my parents. I'm just gonna go home and then we'll
restart. Oh yeah, yeah, that's fine. We'll take a quick breather. Yeah. All right.
And then we won't like lose.
Oh no, we won't. We've lost it a couple times. All right. Okay, so we'll just give me a holler later, and then say hi to the family for me. I will see you in a bit. Peace. Yo,
what's up?
Yo, we're back from the break. We're a brief, to you guys listening to this, it's gonna be like literally like a quick like split second break. But we had a bit of an interval, so we're ready to go now, and we're kind of ready for the second bit of the show, the last third of the show, if you will. But so what we were talking about before the break, we were just talking about. We were talking about shows. We were talking about the UFC fight just finished. So we wanted to talk about just to rehash. What the hell were we?
We're talking about shows.
We talked about F1. We talked about, so the nature of the show is we're really trying to, as part of us having fun, I think it's just, we're just trying to bring different shows, everything that we're watching, because we're watching all different kind of things, and we're just trying to give our honest reviews of these shows, and we're also trying to keep things current, and we're just trying to share our views on all the current things that's happening. But is there anything, I remember what we were talking about, is there anything that you are particularly looking forward to, shows on the pipeline or shows that you have on your list or you have lined up?
There's a show coming soon, one of those Marvel ones. It's on after Winter Soldier's done.
What is
Loki? That's what I'm looking forward to.
See, you know what? I was never a fan of that guy.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm too much of a straight shooter. You know, you could, you know, like I would be the worst deception person. You know what I mean? Like I can't be deceptive. So anybody that kind of uses trickery to achieve their goals, I just have a disdain for people like
that. I see. I think they're like a slimy person.
What's the show supposed to be about? It's about him doing what?
He got that reality stone at the end of the last.
Wait, hold on. Can we spoil it?
Yeah, this is old. It's Endgame. That was at the Endgame.
Oh shit! All right, we're spoiling Endgame. If you haven't watched Endgame,
dude, man, like if you haven't
watched Endgame, then what the fuck y'all doing, right?
I know.
Okay, all right, go spoil it.
But anyways, he gets control of the reality stone or one of those stones, and he disappears. So I think this one is him. He's been fucking around, and then some people go after him. And then they tell him you gotta fix shit, and so it's him in a different bunch of universes. So it's him part of the multiverse. And then there's kind of hijinks around that. And then there's just different takes on him and different storylines. It's just different types of Lokis. And I think there's like a female Loki in one of them too. So it's interesting, yeah.
All right. Shout out to motherfuckers like motherfuckers that ain't like Loki that are honest and shit. We don't want that.
You can be honest and like him. The guy's a character, so.
No, I know. But you know me. I was just like, fuck, man. Like, even when I'm watching, I was telling you, I was watching The Stand. And I'm like, the scariest part. I can't watch any shows about the pandemic, man. It fucking scares the shit out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, there's a reason why I didn't watch 12 Monkeys for the longest time. You know, like any sort of like apocalyptic shit. When I start watching shows like that, I just start.
You get PTSD like Bruce Willis did.
I gotta get a fucking generator now. I gotta fucking save it for a generator. I gotta fucking stock up on shit. You know what I mean?
You wanna get your gun license, you fucking bum.
Oh, yeah. No. I do. For those of you who don't know, Dooms and I, we went through our gun license training together, and I got certified, and I never mailed the fucking application because I fucking misplaced it, and I was like fuck, I paid for the course and I fucking never sent it in. So
fucking hell.
Anyway, I'm gonna get that. That's, you know what, that's one of the first things when this pandemic is done. I'm getting
back to
shooting, and I'm not about that. You know, I'm not about to go fucking, you know, buy camel and fucking hide in the woods and shit. You know what I mean?
You don't even own a gun, so.
Yeah, I know. But it's just, you know what? A lot of times when you're thinking in these, in today's age and times, like, you know, it's a good skill, I think, to know, right?
It is, yeah. I think
it's a good skill to know. It's not exactly as important as fixing a car, but I mean, you should know that stuff. It's like, you know, basic self-defense, like jiu-jitsu, right? If you ever are in a situation where you have to use a gun or you come across firearms, you know how to handle it safely, even like, you know, how to disassemble one or assemble one, right? Like, these are kind of things that it should be skills, I think, you know, they're kind of like manly skills, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, but what were we saying? But we were talking Loki. About Loki
being honest guy.
Yeah. I'm straight up, but sometimes I'm honest.
So you're more like Thor than you are Loki.
Yeah. I'd rather be more like, I'm way more like Thor, you know. But like in terms of like my personality,
you can't drink though.
Oh yeah, I can't. I'm dumb. I look like a tomato.
Comitas.
Oh fuck, man! Like you put a white toque on me, I look like a fucking walking pimple after like one drink. But Loki, WandaVision. You liked it though. Really liked it.
Yeah, WandaVision was good. I liked it. Yeah, it was a good story. Kind of like showing her trauma and the stuff that she went through in her life, and then.
I love how they went through the eras with the sitcom.
We kind of like grew up on
the show. Remember that one?
The what? Which one?
They had the early 2000s era where they did the Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, yeah. I really like that. I really like the Malcolm in the Middle beginning. I really like the... And then they did like Full House one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have done a Fresh Prince.
Nah, they're white.
Because then they're gonna get canceled.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers gonna cancel. You can't have one of the Olsen sisters doing fucking Fresh Prince. Get the fuck out of here. No. It was a good show. It was a very, you know what? You know me. I get touched by certain things. Like, I'm very emotional. So I was very touched by that show.
Yeah, when her brother came back and stuff, there was kind of emotions around there.
Yeah, and then her relationship with
Vision. Yeah.
She had to sacrifice a lot, right? See, we're not going to spoil anything. But, okay, we're not spoiling anything because this is too recent. All right, we can't fuck around. It's not like Endgame.
No.
But at the end, I thought it was going to be a good ending, if you hear what I'm saying, if you catch my drift.
Okay.
Because the other version, I'm not going to say of whom, the other version, the dude got the memories.
Yeah, but then, and he like fled the scene as well, you know?
Yeah, but why he flee the scene? He got the same memory.
You don't know. You don't know why.
So did they confirm that there was going to be a season two?
At this point, no. But they can interweave these characters back into the movies as well. So it's not like the storyline is done. It's always kind of intertwined with other things. So
because it's the MCU.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I did watch quite a forgettable one because I never watched it. On this note, because we're going to piggyback off this, if you are a Marvel fan, definitely our recommendation. Definitely go and check out WandaVision. Definitely check out Winter Soldier. Loki, as Doom says, when it comes out. I know I'll watch it regardless. And I think it'll be good. What was I going to say? Fuck, man. I'm losing my train of thought, man. But it's... Spider-Man. I never watched Far From Home.
Why not?
I never watched it. See, I don't like Tom Holland as a new Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I was a fan of Tobey Maguire, and then they switched it up to Andrew Garfield. I'm like, you know what? He's all right. He looks like Spider-Man.
I like the Garfield guy.
Yeah, I do. I did like those shows, but you know, they had Jamie Foxx as fucking Electro, which was
I couldn't take him seriously.
No, it was weird. He was weird as I don't know, but fuck, I didn't like that one. But did you watch that? Did you watch Far From Home?
I did. I liked it.
You liked it?
I did like it, yeah. I liked the movie.
So I thought it was okay, but I don't know. I'm just not a big Tom Holland guy. I sound like a hater.
Because Jake Gyllenhaal, the way they included him, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yes, it was very smart. It was very smart what happened. Right? Because I was...
Do you know what happens in the storyline?
Yeah.
Can we talk about this movie? You think this has gone long enough or you're never going to watch
it? Okay. Hold on. I think we could talk about it. Because it's been like a year and a half?
Okay. Safe.
So, spoiler alert, cover your ears and shit. My dog's barking, so you probably won't be able to hear us anyways. But cover your ears if you haven't seen this, all right? But we're not spoiling much. Go ahead. What are you gonna say about?
But you know what happens in the story, though, right?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so he explains that he's from this alternate dimension, and then that there's these elementals that he has to kill or whatnot. But in actual fact, it's just a bunch of people that got fired from Stark
Industries.
They just lied about everything in order to get those special glasses that controls the world defense.
Okay, see, that's a fucking... To me, when I saw that, I'm like, so you bet everything that this kid's going to give you the glasses?
Yeah, basically.
See, that's when it lost. That's when I'm like, yo, fuck, what if he never gave him his glasses?
Yeah, but then he's at least like there with the kid, and he can influence a kid to do what he wants in a way, right?
Okay, yeah. Then, so it might not have been like, yo, give me your glasses. It might have been like, he might have been like, yo, at one point he'd be like, I need your glasses now because I need help.
Yeah, or some shit like that. Yeah.
And he would have and he just gave it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too. It was all right. It was not like the old ones, though. I sound like a hater. I sound like a grumpy old man.
But you know, what I found funny was when they kind of included new characters due to the blip. So like people got 5 years older, and then new characters and stuff like that. That's what I found. That's what I liked about it. It was more that stuff than the actual Spider-Man stuff that I liked.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. That part was kind of funny. That was kind of entertaining. And for whatever reason, it's just different, right? Because Aunt May used to be this nice old lady who bakes apple pie, and now she's like this cougar.
Aunt, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, and she's going out with what's his face? The guy, the assistant. John Favreau.
Yeah, but you find out that they weren't really going out. She didn't. So.
Yeah, because Favreau is just kind of taking advantage of that situation.
Yeah, he's trying to hit on her.
No, damn, but she ain't having none of that because she's been around the block. She knows all the moves. She can see it coming. but anyways, yeah, no. So that was so we got Far From Home. We got so that's if you would recommend it as a fan.
I would definitely, yes.
Okay, yeah. If you're a Spider-Man fan, and you know what, it was one of those things that when you were watching it, it was like, look, man, you don't have any, Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah, you don't.
You know, because obviously, you know, and you know what, like, shout out to Stan Lee. I mean, I know we shouted out Emmanuel Stewart on our first show. You know what I mean? These guys, you know, hey, yeah, you know what? Sad, yeah. It's sad, man. It's sad because we're so used to seeing that, right?
Yeah. You look forward to the type of cameos he would have in those movies.
Yeah, and he always has a little bit of an inside joke. I know. Okay, let me ask you this, though. Because I know we just talked about The Stand. You know, Stephen King loves to be in one in his movies as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's... I don't know if you saw him. I didn't see him because I only watched the first episode. Does he show up? Does he make a guest appearance?
No, I didn't see him. No.
Because when I watch the It movies, he shows up in.
Oh, which part?
Like, he's the bookstore seller. Oh. Shit, man, it might be that other movie. It might be that Dr. Sleep. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see Dr. Sleep.
Oh, shit, man. You got to watch that. You got to watch that.
Is it a new movie or old one?
It's new-ish. Maybe about same as Far From Home, but it's the sequel to The Shining.
Oh.
So that little creepy kid, he grows up.
And he's still, like, mind-fucked by everything.
Yes. But there's a new kid who has The Shining.
Instead of the him.
He has it too. That's why they can connect. They got that connection. Oh. But then there's people who are after, you know, people with these abilities.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really good. Highly, highly recommended. Hmm. Sorry, yeah, I think Stephen King shows up in that movie.
What's it called again?
Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep, okay.
Yeah, Dr. Sleep. But yeah, anyways,
Is that chick back in it? Like his mom or whatever?
Oh, the crazy mom? The one that screams like a maniac?
Yeah.
No. She's not in it. Because she would be a lot older.
Yeah, but you kind of want to know what happens to her, right?
Yeah, no, she's not in it. He talks about her. I mean, I watched it a while back, but when it first came out. But no, it's on Dr. Sleep, definitely.
Okay.
100%. Definitely. I mean, Stephen King shit is pretty much guaranteed to be pretty decent.
Does it just like flesh out like the origins of like that kind of The Shining or?
Yeah, it talks about like the ability. Hmm. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, he's obviously like a genius of our time, right? Like his stories and stuff.
Yeah, that dude is a huge cokehead at one point. Like write a story without it.
Oh man, he's a weird cat. He's a different guy though, but
yeah, he is different.
I mean, fuck man, artist man, what can I say? No offense to artists. Shout out to all the artists out there, but you gotta be a little bit you gotta be on a different wavelength to come up with shit like that.
Yeah, 100%. To be original, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Something that's new instead of recycling something that's old definitely takes.
But you know what's original thinking. Though. You know what's original.
What?
I said this has got to be on the premiere episode on the way back. Remember we just talked about it?
Oh, what? Oh,
remember I told you that shit about the goddamn minks?
Yeah.
All right. I'll set the scene for you, but let me find this movie right now. Let me IMDb this thing right now.
Okay.
So, this movie, I've been looking forward to it for a long time because I was like, oh shit. It's called Cutthroat City. It's on Netflix. It's called Cutthroat City, and it takes place in New Orleans after Katrina.
Why they got T.I. in it if it's in New Orleans?
I don't know. They could have got like Lil Wayne or Master P.
Yeah,
I guess. But they got T.I. in there. Terrence Howard makes a guest appearance.
He's whooping that in the movie. Is he a pimp or like what?
He's a gangster though. But T.I. and Terrence Howard like always recites shit. Like he recites stuff from the Bible. So you know, in every single one of these movies, there's always this trope about some religious guy who's like a gangster and he's like trying to be religious, right?
Okay.
So he's that kind of guy. Like, you know, yeah. he says some religious stuff. But anyways, the story is it takes place about these guys, like, you know, from the hood, you know, typical hood story. They're trying to make it out, but then they don't have any options unless they do bad things, right?
Yeah.
So what happened is apparently so T.I. is this drug lord and T.I. has this gambling ring where they bet on like minks. Like fucking minks, like the animals.
Yeah.
And then they put them in a cage and they bet on them. And Tyron Woodley, who was on tonight's UFC card, he tried to cheat T.I. out of money. And of course, you don't fuck around with guys like T.I. So what happens is one scene in the movie, and I'm not spoiling much, trust me, this movie is like, you watch it, it's like a typical hood movie, you put it on and that's the end of that, right? But they got Tyron to drop his pants. Don't worry, they don't show nothing, right? But dude drops his pants and he's supposed to stick his penis up until the mink cage, right?
That's disgusting.
And then the mink's supposed to like scratch it and shit. They said it's called walking the plank in the show. Like, yo, yeah, like, yeah, you gotta walk the plank. And then I'm like, yo, what the fuck? As soon as he dropped his pants, I was like, oh fuck.
Who the fuck thought of that?
Reza directed it, man. Reza was cool with it. He was like, yo, it's the way of the woo. We don't understand. It's a mystery.
That's a mystery. Is it a bite or is it a scratch? Like,
I don't know. I don't want to see it. I don't care. I don't give a fuck if you fucking bit him or fucking scratch his dick. I don't want to see any dick get hurt.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't want to see any dick, period. I don't want to see any pig. I don't want to see a dick in perfect condition.
That's just a cruel and unusual form of torture. Like, what if you get like rabies or something?
That's what I was thinking the whole time I was like, yo. And then Tyron Woodley runs out of the fucking trailer. They're in the trailer. He runs out of the trailer with like a bloody ass, like a bloody patch over his dick.
Fucking gross.
But that's what you said, cruel and unusual punishment. Cause isn't that like in the eyes of the law, that's some extra punishment.
Yeah, right? That's not normal.
Like, If you do something like that to somebody, like, that's some extra weight. It carries extra weight. Like, that's some shit right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, because it's cruel and unusual.
Yeah.
Get fucking minks biting his dick. But,
I wonder if that shit actually happened in, like, the hood, and then RZA heard about it, or the writer heard about it and just decided to put it in the story.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to know. And I'm pretty sure a lot of shit that we haven't even thought about fucking happened. You know what I mean? And I don't even want to think about it. You know what I mean? But like, you know, you look at all the shit people used to do back in the day, like the shit they used to do to punish their enemy. Man, that's some nasty ass shit.
Yeah. I remember one was they feed people milk and honey until they had diarrhea and then tie them to a boat. And they would go through the jungle and they just get eaten alive by all these insects because the insects are attracted to the honey, the milk and honey, right? So they would crawl into the body and like eat away at the person.
That's nasty. That's disgusting, man. I mean, people are cruel, man. We trying to keep it positive. We trying to keep it positive here. Yeah, even the girl fucking cheering when fucking Stipe got his ass fucking rocked.
Yeah. Sad.
But anyways, so there's that. There's the Reza. There's the Reza directed movie. T.I.'s in there, Terrence Howard. But Cutthroat City, if you want to put it on, put that on. It's definitely watchable. That's not my recommendation, but you know, I somewhat enjoyed it. But yeah, if you're on Amazon Prime, on Crave,
yeah.
There's a new movie out called Tales from the Hood 3.
Yeah, right. They made another one.
I don't even know. The scary part is that there's two movies out before.
I remember watching Tales of the Hood, the first one, when I was really young. But it's I don't remember it.
It's like a scary book.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's Tales from the Hood 3.
It's like a gimmicky, you know what I mean? Like Leprechaun in the Hood and stuff.
Yeah.
One of those types.
But one of the ones that I watched actually quite recently. You know that show Adidas and Meryl?
What show?
The Bodega Boys. Remember I told you about those guys? They got a podcast. They made it, but it's just these two guys talking shit like us, like what we're doing. But started out as a podcast called Bodega Boys, and then now they got a night talk show on Showtime, Desus and Meryl.
Desus and Meryl?
Desus, Kid Meryl and Desus, they're Puerto Rican. They're like half black, half Latin flavor. Yeah. And they're like straight, you know, they're like straight New Yorkers and all of that stuff. But there's a movie called like Vampires in the Bronx.
That's kind of weird, eh? Like they
but it's on Netflix.
Add the hood element.
It's like all the past the hood, try to defend the neighborhood from the vampire.
That's weird.
It's funny. And this guy runs a bodega. Kid Meryl was in there. He runs a bodega. And his bodega is like, you know, the fucking hood comes under attack because the vampires are. But there's a message in there because the vampires are all rich and shit.
Oh, because they're it's about like whatchamacallit. You know, when white people come and move in.
Gentrification. Yeah, it's there's symbolism there, but it's about that. Like these guys.
Oh, I think I seen that movie. There's like that chick, right? And then there's these little kids or something.
Yeah, little kids. And then and then Jesus was in there. He's a bodega owner.
Yeah, okay. And then he's like friends with the kids, but he ends up getting murked, I think, at one point.
Because of white chick.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember that now.
No. That movie was good.
Yeah, and I think Tales from the Hood, that was like an offshoot of like Tales from the Crypt, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, but it's like that. It's called Urban Legends. Urban legends about, you know, shit like that, right? And then, I mean, people might tell those stories like there's some scary ass shit that happens. And I don't know. But then they make it into a movie, right?
You remember that meme where some people claim that they saw a leprechaun in the hood?
What meme?
There's a meme. There's like a news story about like these people in the hood. They see a leprechaun, and then
black leprechaun.
I don't know if it was white or black, but they claim they saw a leprechaun.
Okay, so this is a
there's a black guy. This was all the way back when I was in university, back in the UBC days. But he's like, I just want to know where the, and then someone ended up making a rap song based on all the sound clips that were from that meme.
They actually look for this guy.
They're looking for the leprechaun after somebody said they saw it.
That's some mass hysteria shit. Remember that fucking these people went on those clown hunts. Remember that?
I don't remember.
Right before it came out,
clowns
like hanging around, and I think people thought it was like a promo for the movie.
Yeah, people
but were in, like different colleges, they'd have like massive like 100-man manhunts for these clowns like in the middle of the night, motherfuckers running around with bats and shit. Yeah. Legit, man, that shit was happening.
Yeah, because people were fucking around with people wearing the clown masks and shit.
Fuck, man, clowns. They give a bad name to clowns, man. Like, the only clowns I've met in my life are quite friendly. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know, man, but they always kind of scared me, clowns, the way they look.
I know. It's because of all this shit, man. It's the media. They're slandering their name. They're slandering those clowns. Shout out to all the clowns out there. You know? Shout out to the legit clowns. You know what I mean? Fuck you,
still, man. You think you would hang out with Ronald McDonald and not think he looked fucked up?
No, but that's he's scary. That motherfucker's scary.
What the fuck?
Because you can't have that red of a hair, and you can't have that pale of a face. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm sorry, man. I'm, you know, if you're ginger and if you pale as fuck, I'm sorry, man. You know what I mean? because if you have red ass hair and if you pale as fuck, that's some scary ass shit.
Man, you look like a diseased motherfucker. That's what you look like.
Yeah, no. Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. I'm laughing awkwardly because I'm imagining these motherfuckers right now. But fuck, man, if Ronald McDonald is scary as fuck.
Yeah, straight up, what? Man. I always kind of creeped out by clowns.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I'm gonna ask you a question.
All right.
If you could hang out with any one of those motherfuckers, if you had to be stuck with them. In order of the person you'd want to, out of all the McDonald's crew, all right, that includes Ronald McDonald,
yeah.
Motherfucking Grimace.
Yeah.
We used that word a couple of times. what's that, sister? Sister Bird? Bird sister?
Yeah.
fucking bird sister, man. Fucking, like, why you gotta add sister to me?
Whose sister is
it? No, yeah, I know. Who's she ain't a sister, nobody. She's only motherfucking bird in the group.
And then there's like those McFries.
Motherfucking fries, those little bags.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're fucking called. In order of preference, who would you hang out with the most?
Oh, fuck.
And the least. Like, if you had to be roommates with one of those motherfuckers.
I don't want to fucking hang out with any of them.
I know. I don't want to hang out with any of them. If you had to.
It'd probably be Grimace, I guess. Because you don't want to hang out with the motherfucking thief, the hamburger.
Steals all your shit. Fucking steals your underwear and shit. Fucking eyes go. Fucking right after laundry day, motherfucker takes all your shit. Be like, yo, man, fuck, I thought I just watched it yesterday, man. I thought I watched it an hour ago.
Yo, man, you got fuck, any cheeseburgers?
He just takes a whole basket, fucking the whole fucking hamper, fucking tosses it out the window.
Dude's gonna be fiending for a hamburger, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. No. Okay, fuck. So, Grimace, I'm gonna agree. I'm gonna shout out to Grimace.
Yeah. Dude seems like the most, like, normal person. And he's not even a person.
That's the funniest shit I heard all day because he's a fucking fat purple dude.
Looks like a fucking huge, like, purple dick.
Yeah, but he doesn't do nothing. He's pretty chill.
Yeah, he's just chilling. He's just enjoying
life. Because he's a milkshake guy.
Dude, I love milkshakes. So
Grimace.
Yeah.
Grimace is number one. We're in agreement.
Yeah.
Now... Next, I would say I would hang out with Bird Sister.
Yeah, because you're a fucking pervert. That's all.
No. I don't want to hang out with those fucking fries, man. Why the fuck I can't hang out with those fries. Those fries look like they're annoying.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember, but wasn't there like a hamburger police guy? Or what, am I just making shit up in my head?
No, there was. He's supposed to be after the hamburger.
Oh, okay. Who wants to hang out with the fucking motherfucking pig?
Who? The guy looks like a pig?
I'm just saying, like, who wants to hang out with the pig? Like a cop. Who wants to hang out with a cop?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I thought you said the guy was an actual pig. No. That would be McDonald's would have gotten a lot of lawsuits.
Yeah, no Muslim would have went to McDonald's, that's for sure.
Oh, shit. All right. No, but he could have been, like, a bacon burger. Yeah,
straight.
But
haram burger, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh fuck. But fucking okay. So tell me you're not gonna hang out with Bird Sister. You rather hang out with those fries.
I don't remember what those fries guys were like.
They're just little fries, man. They're little fucking. They run around and shit.
But they weren't like they were like weird frilly things, right? They weren't fries, were they?
I think it was implied that they're fries.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're not taking the bird.
I don't know. I just can't remember what the bird was like. What kind of person the bird was.
She had bangs and she was a bird. She had a beak.
Okay. And she had like airplane glasses on or whatever?
Yeah. She had those World War I fucking Red Baron.
Fucking Red Baron and shit.
That's what hit the channel right there. She likes Snoopy on his doghouse.
I'd agree.
Bert's okay. Okay. I'm hanging out. I'm not gonna lie. Ronald McDonald's last on the list. All right. And I don't want that thief either. So I think you and I have the same list.
I don't know. I might swap the Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald.
Fuck you. You would fucking hang out with a fucking potentially pedophilic clown.
Fuck, I'm not a little kid. Like,
I know, but still, I don't want this guy fucking going out to, let's say I'm his roommate, motherfucker goes out to the neighborhood playground. I gotta fucking keep neighborhood watch on him. I gotta fucking watch him. I gotta watch this guy. I gotta be like, I'm gonna call him up. I'm gonna call him on his phone. I'm like, let me see your hands at all times, motherfucker. I'm like, if he's like, yo, I gotta take a piss and we're near a park and we're on a road trip, I'm like, you better piss in the fucking bottle right now.
Hey, man, don't go through his porn stash then.
No. I'm calling the feds on his fucking laptop. I'm a fucking make a fake account and I'm a oust him. I'm gonna catch a predator, this motherfucker. I'm gonna say I'm a 10-year-old kid who likes Pokemon cards. I'll be like, trade me some Pokemon cards, motherfucker. I'll meet you in the park. Meet you in park at fucking 6 p.m. Give me some Pokemon cards. Watch him roll up, motherfucker. Be a fuck out. Listen, you honestly put Hamburglar at the bottom of your list.
Yeah, man. The guy's gonna be fucking like wanting to suck your dick for hamburgers. Like, you want that shit?
But it's an easy fix. Just get him burgers.
Dude, you're gonna be a slave to that guy's fucking, like, his addiction.
Yeah, you know what, though? I never got it until a little later on. I realized this motherfucker was, like, in prison stripes.
Yeah, he's straight up dressed like a burglar.
Oh, fuck, man. What a dirty guy. All right, so you switched Ronald McDonald, but actually, there's a documentary series I'm gonna end up watching, but I can't remember what streaming service it's on. I think it's on Prime. It might be but it's about the there's a group that did a scam with McDonald's monopoly.
Yes, they did. It was kind of like an inside job. I remember.
Yeah, it is. McDonald's monopoly scam.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, that's crazy. It's like McMillian scam.
Okay.
Yeah. No. But oh, it's HBO. So I think it's on Crave or whatever, but it's about these guys who end up doing a playing the McDonald's monopoly.
Yeah, someone was in there, and then I think they were relatives or friends of a relative, and then they would give them those special like pieces, I guess, because they like show up in a certain amount. Like they
yeah, I know, I know. Games. Yeah, fuck, I never won shit from there. I think I won an extra. I think I won a large prize. But...
yeah, fuck that shit. Nobody even like goes to like reclaim a fucking fries. You know what I mean?
Well, fuck, man. Speak for yourself. I fucking went and got some fries. You're making me feel bad. I'm sitting here all quiet and shit. I'm like, yo, man, I'm gonna put my hand up right now.
But that's the thing about it. They make you go to fucking McDonald's to get fries, but you end up spending more
money. No, I know. I went and got a sundae. I got my fucking...
Yeah, fuck that. Ain't no Frosty, that's for sure.
Oh, no. Frosty. You know I love my Frosty, man. You know I love my...
Yeah. Fuck. We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, when this is done, we got big plans. We got big plans. But I think, we're going to wrap it up because I think, you got work. We're gonna wrap it up, but this is a return. Before we go, we want to shout out any shout outs you want to do. We gotta bring the shout outs back. Any shout outs you want to do right now?
I don't know. I guess shout outs to the farmers.
Shout outs to the farmers. Shout outs to the farmers of India right now. Shout outs to the farmers of India because there's
a lot of it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to suppress them there, right?
Yeah, for sure. They're in some areas of India, they've changed the laws and allowed police officers to arrest people without any like proof necessary, without any warrants. They just go do what they want.
Yeah, fuck, man. Fuck.
That's not a democracy.
No, it's not. And you know what? That's, you know, you're seeing that around the world. So, you know, shout out to the farmers, shout out to the people staying strong, stay woke. Shout out to everybody out there. My dog's barking. He's agreeing. and I just want to say, you know what? Before we go tonight, shout out to all that we're recording this on a Saturday night. Shout out to all the people who are still trying to stay safe, you know, not out there fucking around, dicking around, so we can all get back to what we used to do as soon as possible. Shout out to all the frontline workers once again, including Dooms himself. Shout out to everybody out there, and stay safe. You know what I mean? Shout out. We're back. We're back with a bang. We're going to hopefully do this regularly. And we're just going to try to bring you the best in entertainment. And we're just going to try, you know, to you know, the 10 people that listen to this show. but
dude, man, I think that's pushing it, man. I don't even think.
No. It's like, you know, our family and friends are like, yo, fuck, you guys haven't made a show in the past fucking half a year. Go fuck yourself.
I forgot the email password and shit.
I know. They'd be like, yo, I already deleted it. I stopped following you. Go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? I stopped following you on Spotify. Get the fuck out of here. Like you need a clear space on your fucking playlist. It's infinite. Motherfucker saying like, yo, man, I fucking deleted you. It's like you have like 50 Facebook friends and you gotta clean your fucking list. Like, well, I gotta get 50 down to 10. Like, go fuck yourself. You got 50 friends and you gotta clean it down to 10. but anyways, man, it was good. Always good talking to you. I'll holler at you, but have a good night, my man.
Yeah, good night, man. Good to talk.
All right, later. Peace.
Peace.